writing the Southwest.
Just by virtue of being alive, we deserve to be respected as individuals, and we should learn to love the wild animals, the mountain lions and the rattlesnakes and the coyotes.
Explore the literary landscape of Edward Abbey in Writing the Southwest.
I think a tree, a shrub, deserves respect and sympathy as a living thing. And I can even go beyond that, to the rocks, to the air, and to the water, because it's all part of a whole.
Like Thoreau, Abbey expressed a great reverence for both the natural world and for individual liberty. From Abbey's perspective, neither one was possible without the other.
There always will be something worth fighting for, something worth fighting against. That's what makes human life so interesting, so full of laughs. The fighting, the struggling, the friction.
I won't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
Denise Chavez.
Now I will read Pauline Mendoza. She's a 14-year-old girl who's been in the fifth grade for 3 years. Their teacher won't let her talk because she's too jittery. She works on her tattoos behind the screen.
Pauline Mendoza, Las Cruces, fifth grade, 14 years old. I'm a freak. Boys, cars, makeup, my leather jacket, my red headband, black t-shirts. My hair cut long in the back and short on the sides and the front. Tattoos. Can I sit down now? I made all the tattoos myself. I'm working on one now. No, you can't see. Can I go back to my desk now? My teacher, Mrs. Espinosa, she makes me sit behind the screen in the corner facing the wall. I'm jittery, she says. Hell, so I work on my tattoos. Nothing better to do.
Barbara Kingsolver.
They moved like deer. They held long sticks in front of them, imitating the deer's cautious, long-legged grace, and they moved their heads anxiously to the side, listening, sniffing the wind. The woman in black stepped forward, shaking her gourd rattle, and they followed her. They became deer. They looked exactly as deer would look if you surprised them in a secret rite in the forest, moving in unison, following the irresistible hiss of a maiden's gourd rattle. To write that Pueblo scene, I did several things. I read everything there was in the library about ethnography and history and cultural background on the Pueblo people. I went to that Pueblo and I saw those dances. I talked with people to whom those dances are very important. You can write about something from the outside or the inside. I write about Native American characters from the outside, but I've never written one from the inside. I know what those deer dancers looked like because I saw them, and I feel I have a right to describe that. I have no idea what was going on inside their heads. I have no idea what that young woman was thinking as she stood in that black dress in the snow, barefoot.
Tony Hillerman.
We were on one of these insane, senseless little raids, nighttime raids on a tiny little inconsequential town in the edge of the Rhineland. We just got the heck shot out of us. And this hand grenade, if it was that, it could have been a Schumann. I think it was a hand grenade because I think I saw the sparks, went off under my foot. I was running toward the back of a house and a German and it threw the thing. And it blew me up, of course. And the fragments of TNT from the grenade and mud and stuff got in both my eyes. My eyes were in pretty bad shape and they became infected. I'll never forget the day when the day they took the bandages off and I could see for the first time light. Joyful moment. And I thought for a long time that I wouldn't be able to do anything that required a lot of reading. And it was only, it was about a year before, I guess, before I could read. I was blind for a few weeks.
His blindness haunted Hillerman the rest of his life. 30 years later, he used the experience to create a sightless medicine woman in his novel, Listening Woman.
Listening Woman rubbed her knuckles against her eyes and shook her head and called for Anna. Girl, she called, Anna, I'm ready now. With a sensitive hearing of the blind, she listened for Anna Atcity's footsteps, and she heard nothing but the wind.
Terry McMillan.
All men are not husband material. Some of them are only worth a few nights of pleasure, but some of them make you get on your knees at night and pray that they choose door number one, which is the one you happen to be standing behind.
Join us for the next half hour as we explore the literary landscape of Terry McMillan on Writing the Southwest.
So now I'm taking off the blindfolds and doing the bidding myself. After a while, even a fool would get tired of bringing home the TV and finding out it only gets two or three channels.
At an early age, Joy Harjo had a mystical moment, one of those which suddenly illuminates one's interior life. After this experience, music, particularly jazz, became as essential to her as writing.
It was one of those hot summer days. It was so hot that the tar would stick to your shoes. So I was riding in the back seat of my dad's car, and it was probably one of his Cadillacs, which he polished and took care of. He took care of these cars much better than he did his children. I was standing in the back seat, and I was smelling his Old Spice hair shave and looking at the back of his head, and the radio was on, and the radio was always a very seductive force for me.
I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
Simon Ortiz.
My scope is universal, but if I have anything to offer to literature, it's as a Native American writer who specifically is Ankoma. My audience is that great mass of people who I think needs to be reaffirmed of their humanity. Kind of a tall order, but what's a poet for?
I'm Rodolfo Anaya, host of the new radio series, Writing the Southwest. Join me on this station for conversations with some of my favorite fellow writers, John Nichols, Barbara Kingsolver, Edward Abbey, Tony Hillerman, and Denise Chavez. Each half-hour program profiles the land, people, and cultura of the Southwest. If you love literature, listening to these programs is an experience you won't want to miss.